Thank you for calling CrossFit Video Membership. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Okay, Phyllis. Now, would you like the reference number first, and then I give you the Reader's Digest version?
Can I have your email address first?
Sure.
It's carol_harriet@yahoo.ca.
Okay, that's Carol, C-A-R-O-L, underscore, Harriet.
H-E-R-R-I-O-T.
Thank you, at yahoo.ca. Just a moment, let me pull that up. And while I'm doing that, you can go ahead and give me a, tell me what's going on.
What?
Can I help you?
Yes. Okay, so Carol, back before the whole swap over, purchased 118 classes. We had called back in December, on December the 23rd. We were told that the classes had been found and that a ticket had been submitted to IT about transferring them and that it should be done in and around February. So here we are at the end of February and we're still not finding Carol's classes in her profile.
Okay. All right, hold on just a moment. Let me see what I can find.
Yeah. I can give you the case reference number from our last call if that's helpful.
Oh, no. I've got the documentations for your call.
Perfect.
And we're going to work on that.
Okay,
so let me see what's going on.
Thanks, Phyllis.
You're very welcome. All right, so I'm looking for your classes, see what's going on. I read your I read the notes and all. And was there another email address that was involved?
No, that's always been her original email.
Okay, I just think maybe the person that documented it might have put the wrong number.
Okay.
All right, so hold on and let me look into this. I'll be right back with you.
Great, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, I do see where you were advised at one time to try to make a list of the classes that you were missing.
I sent them to her.
We sent that to Shelby back in our original interaction, which was back on December the 2nd. And so Shelby would get all of that information on that interaction.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on just a moment. Let me see what I can locate for you.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Well, Carol, the good news is more than likely you don't ever delete your sent emails. So if they do require that list again, it'll be just sitting in your sent emails to Shelby. So we can find that list pretty quick.
Oh, I've got the list.
Oh, you've already got it as well? Okay. Never mind. Sorry, I forgot you document everything so awesomely. I apologize.
It's called Master List Sent to Craftsy.
There's a file. Okay, so you got your backup upon backup. Okay.
This is me you're talking to.
Fair enough.
Karen's mother.
Their agents are awesome, eh? They sound so helpful and friendly. They're awesome.
I just can't understand a word they're saying.
No, well, that's why I'm here to help.
Yeah. Not having canned music.
Whereas I would prefer it because sometimes when, at least if you know there's music there,
you know they're there.
Somebody's there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for holding. I'm making sure what our next step needs to be, because I did check your account. I see there's 16 classes on your account.
Yes.
So we're only missing about 102.
Well, no, those 16 classes have been purchased since the swap over. We're still missing all.
Oh, okay. All right. So the 16 are new purchases.
Correct.
All right. Hold on.
They found the error or whatever that was.
Yeah, and then they called me back. Or they called back and I hadn't answered the phone.
Yeah.
But again, Phyllis was saying she saw that documentation. Like, she's seeing the one thing comment that Phyllis did make was she was wondering when we're talking to this agent, if she documented your email incorrectly. So it might have they might have been working on the transfer, but it was going to a wrong account because the email was incorrectly inputted. So that, I think that's one of the things Phyllis was checking to confirm that. Yeah, because that's why she asked for the second email. That's the way I interpreted the question, anyways.
Yeah.
But I could. And again, an error happens.
All right. Thank you so much for holding. And I do regret to tell you that they've advised me that your classes will be available soon. I asked to define soon because you've been waiting for soon. And so soon is saying hopefully before summer.
Oh, okay. So it could take even that much longer. Okay.
Still working on it. And the other email address that I'm showing that they put in the documents is charriet@uoguelph.com.
I gave them that out of desperation.
Oh, that was
okay.
An old work email address.
Okay, that's fine.
To try and help out. But that's a valid email.
Okay, that's fine. The agent did document that she was unable to locate a membership with that email. So just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, so perfect. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're documented, and we will be able to call us back as many times as you want. We'll be glad to look into them.
Okay, perfect. But you can confirm we haven't lost the classes. It's just IT is still having issues transferring the classes.
That's right.
Okay, that's a good enough guarantee for me.
Okay. Well, now, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Not at this time. Thank you so much for looking into that for us. We really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. I thank you so much for calling Crassity Video Membership. You have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. Good day.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.